Oh my God. Okay. Am I the asshole for banning my mother-in-law from the house after I discovered that she's installed a camera in the bedroom?
Let's go home. Welcome back to Wild Till 9. I am your one and only host, Jeremy. And this is my guest today, Lauren, my girlfriend.
I was going to say, if it's just you today, you could have the spotlight, the microphone for the entire hour for yourself.
Hi, guys. How was your week?
Hello. Happy Tuesday.
I wish they could answer back.
I know, right? You said that and I was like, okay.
I wish I could do how their week was. Yep.
Yeah.
That's English.
Yeah. How is that?
I wish I could know a general sentiment of how everyone's week is going.
On social media today, I've started a little bit of a war between people. We talked about this last week, the wheels versus doors.
Wheels.
So I'm team wheels as well too.
It's wheels.
I'm heavily team wheels.
I won't hear the argument.
Yeah. And so the V2, the 2.0 is now blades of grass versus hair. Love to get your thoughts on this real quick.
I would say, I think blades of grass.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm heavily team hair. I'm heavily team hair. I also learned a lot today as people stated their arguments in favor of team hair.
Okay. Well, I think like blades of grass or like, does that include clover? Does that include
No, that's not
coverage?
Grass.
Oh, well, then yeah, hair.
Yeah, hair, right? I mean, also
mostly animals.
There's animals, and there's like even just like the little peach fuzzies on a leg. Like, think about how many hairs total are on a body, like outside of just the ones on your head.
Listen, it's all my bald friends would tell me it's
no, but they even have little hairs that they have to shave off their head.
I know. The point is, I had no idea how much hair is out there.
Yeah, no, yeah. So much hair.
Yeah.
And then there was an argument for like, does seagrass count under the water? And so a marine biologist actually wrote in and said that seagrass does not count because of something about their composition is not the same as grass.
Mm.
But I think if seagrass were to count because the world is so much ocean,
sure.
Then grass might take the dub, but I'm team hair.
There's some hairy people out there.
Some fucking hairy people.
There are some hairy animals out there.
I mean, look at Bubbies.
Look at every husky. Yeah. Like huskies alone tip the scale.
Yeah. And then like also when grass dies, does it still count as a blade of grass like in the winter?
Do we count when we die? If I die and I have hair.
Yeah. Okay. But hair is dead to begin with.
Oh.
So like what's the difference between like a mummy's hair and my hair?
Doesn't your hair still grow when you're dead?
I fucking hate that. No, there's no way. Because then people, it'd be like
look
fucking Rapunzel in like the crypts.
Just look it up.
Okay.
I think it grows a little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit.
Does hair grow when you're dead? God, my Google history. I'm like, what kind of ad is this going to bring up now that it's like throwing this into my algorithm? Hair and fingernails may appear longer after death, but not because they're still growing. Instead, a person's fingernails and hair may appear longer because the skin around them has retracted. After death, dehydration causes the skin and other soft tissues to shrink. Imagine you like unburied someone and they had like the longest locks of Rapunzel hair.
Imagine I'm burying someone.
No, I mean, yeah, that's not quite for me.
No.
We just finished the show Yellow Jackets.
And I hate everyone who recommended it to us.
In the vein of unburying and everyone recommended Yellow Jackets to us. Like there was like a massive wave of people who were like crazed about it. And they were like, you have to watch it.
Not to mention, how many people even have Showtime? Like how do we get this recommendation from more than like five people?
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah, Showtime I feel like is not a popular platform to have.
I think it's popular, but not that popular.
It's no Netflix, it's no Hulu.
Right.
Like my assistant had her whole birthday, her whole 30th birthday themed around Yellow Jackets. Hi, Kate.
No, it was so weird and so gross. And I'll have to watch season two because I've already watched season one.
Oh my God. Well, now we're invested.
But had I known what I know now and hadn't started watching season one, I wouldn't have started.
Yes. I was like, we watched the trailer. We're like, no, this looks really fucking scary. Like this is not for us. We don't do scary.
I don't like gory television.
We don't do gory. We don't do. Yeah.
Not for
and
me.
Everyone was like, no, no. Like it's so good. You just have to watch it. It's not actually scary. Season finale rolls around. We're like, no, I was still waiting for it to not get scary.
Yeah, I agree. And it actually gets, I think, more and more disturbing as it goes along.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because get more and more comfortable with, like, in the beginning, it's like, oh, and the animal's dead.
Well, no, you're like warming up to weird shit for the first like half of the season. And then by episode 10, you're just full blown weird, creepy shit.
No amount of warmth.
No. So anyways, is it not horror?
It's not horror.
It's like disturbing thriller is kind of what it is. It's like the disturbing element. It's not like a jump scare type of scary. Either way, we finished it. Now we are invested, so we will watch season two. But so immediately it finished and I had to Google, I went over to YouTube and I was like, Yellow Jackets ending explained, because we were pissed. And apparently they don't even have like the storyline planned out for season two.
Great.
So that's super fun.
Listen, what else is on television that we can recommend?
We love Pam and Tommy.
Is it over?
Isn't it?
No, we have one more episode.
Oh, we want one more.
Or two more episodes.
Oh, yeah. I actually saw the finale's up. I saw someone talking about it and I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Excited. So that's what we're doing after this.
Pam and Tommy.
We love The Righteous Gemstones.
Pam and Tommy's story is like crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Just insanity. Yeah. Righteous Gemstones, great. What else are we watching?
We just watched The Adam Project with Ryan Reynolds. That was really cute.
Good. And one more for the kids at home.
What did we just watch? So everyone has been recommending Turning Red, which I know you're not the hugest fan of animated movies, but it's the new Pixar movie that is apparently fucking hilarious.
Pixar's great.
Like there are some, I guess there are some adults of young children who are upset with Turning Red because of how slapstick some of like the humor is, which means that we're going to love it.
I hate people. Great. It's like, Disney and Pixar and all of them have always been.
Yes. Like the hidden funny adult humor stuff.
Phallic things
just throughout Disney. I feel like there's so many videos. It's like 10 penises that you missed in classic Disney movies.
Millennials will ruin everything. Give us time.
Truly.
I feel good about that list.
I'm also watching Inventing Anna. Which is, oh my God. So Inventing Anna is about Anna Sorokin or whatever.
Sorokin, I think it is.
Yeah. Sorokin. Anyway, Call Her Daddy. Alex Cooper got this girl on to Call Her Daddy, the podcast, streaming from jail. Apparently the Wi-Fi in jail is pretty good because it's a video podcast as well.
Oh, good.
I'm so fucking excited. I'm on episode 8 of Inventing Anna. It's pretty good. It's Ruth. The actor Ruth from Ozark is Anna in this show.
Oh.
Yeah. She's great. She's so good.
I think that actually the part 2 of Ozark is coming out soon, which makes me happy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Because I was, for a moment there, I thought I was bamboozled.
Right.
But yes. I'm not.
Not bamboozled.
I'm not. Yeah. Jason Bateman and I have a relationship. He doesn't know that yet, but like we're boys.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Is it good?
It's really good. It's entertaining. It's been my treadmill show. So it's like when I do 12, 3, 30, which is incline of 12, 3, 3 speed, 30 minutes.
What's speed like for you?
What do you mean speed?
What's 3 speed?
3 speed?
Yeah.
Like a brisk walk.
Okay.
But it's an uphill brisk walk.
Lauren doesn't like to do more than a brisk jog ever.
Oh, I fucking hate cardio.
Yeah.
But that's why boxing works for me. Skipping works for me. Uphill walking briskly.
I really wish that you just skipped, like actually just skipped up and down like the sidewalk.
The street.
Yeah. Like you just, in the morning.
Skipping
just,
and moving is really hard. Like skipping in one spot is like, you can get really good at that. But like skipping and moving takes a lot of coordination that I don't think that I'm possess.
At this point in my life, I can't get into that. That's a broken knee. That's a laceration to the face.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. That's an injury for sure.
Yeah. No.
And I know your health insurance is good, but mine is not great. So.
Right. Right.
I'm going to stay in one stationary spot.
I totally get it. And by the way, we thank you for that.
For what? For
staying in one place.
Oh, for, yeah. Well, you yeah. know, could be good content for the pod.
Could be. What did we do this last weekend?
What did we do this weekend? We did something this weekend.
We hung out with friends.
What did we do?
We hung out with work friends. And then
what day is it today? It's Monday today.
Monday.
Oh my God, I'm so lost in life.
We went to Batman last week.
Went to Batman. I fell asleep last week. Jeremy was literally snoring.
It
has mixed reviews. Some of our friends who consider themselves film buffs, Corn Diddy, Zach Kornfeld, I'm looking at you, loved it. Big fan. And then a lot of other people thought it was ass.
And by the way, I respect Zach's wrong opinion.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, I get it.
Yeah.
It was fine. I was entertained. It could have been an hour shorter.
Minimum.
Right.
Minimum.
The issue is that Robert Pattinson, in my mind, will only and forever be Edward
Cedric
Cullen.
Cedric Diggory.
No. Edward
Cedric
Cullen.
Diggory. Edward Cedric Cullen. Diggory. I get it.
And because like the editing and the lighting of like vampire, but also bat character is very similar. Anytime that, what's his fucking real name? Not Edward. I just said it. Robert Pattinson. Anytime he wasn't in his Batman outfit, I was like, this is just brooding Edward.
I'm
waiting for him to glitter.
But I can imagine that would be the case.
What?
Do you think that I would have enjoyed Twilight?
What the fuck?
Who would have sat me down and said, watch this?
Any sane human being ever? Also, for how girl crazy you were, I'm just like shocked that like that didn't end up being like a movie date or like a way to like hang out with a girl. There's so many Twilight movies. What is wrong with you?
Never happened.
Oh my God, that is a personality flaw.
It's not too late to go back.
Yeah, what do you mean? We're not watching Pam and Tommy. We're watching Twilight.
No, I mean,
Twilight.
For you to leave, if that's going to be something that's necessary.
No. Yeah, it is necessary. We're going to go downstairs and watch Twilight immediately after this. That. We have to watch it.
Like, the vampire thing doesn't do it for me.
It's not about the vampire. It's about the story. It's about Bella. It's about Jacob.
Do you think that those remotely stand the test of time? Like, if you watch them right now, would you be embarrassed?
Oh my God, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, got it.
We actually have trouble in the household watching Twilight because Moose is randomly, for being as lovable as he is really perceptive to TV.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting. And so anytime there's a dog or even like the jingle of a collar from a dog, he freaks the fuck out. And really, so
even like things that move like animals on the screen.
Oh my God. I was watching Secret Life of Pets once, which is very much animated dogs with unrealistic proportions. And Moose was enthralled by Secret Life of
even
Pets.
Even like an alligator or things that
oh my
kind
God,
of like,
yeah. Yeah. Anything in the wild. It's like, he's never seen a zebra before, but like a zebra on TV. Very interesting.
I wish that Moose could be the zebra though.
I wish too the Moose. He had met a horse once and he was a little spooked by it.
No, I think he was more, he was definitely too interested in getting closer to the horse than we would like him to get to the horse.
Yes.
Like one like horse kick, there goes Moose.
There goes Moose. What was the other animal that he met when we were at the-
A cow.
Was it a cow?
Yeah.
Oh, big fan of the female cows, did not get along with the bull in the pen.
No, the bully did not get along with the bull.
The bull did not get along with the bully. Do you think that they were like, oh, Moose was like, I am one of you and I am the alpha.
I don't think Moose has ever thought to himself, oh, no, I'm the alpha in any capacity.
And we love him for it.
Yeah, no, it's great.
So yeah, Twilight has some pretty realistic CGI wolves. Okay. And Moose.
That, once again, do you think that stands the test of time?
In my mind, they're really good, but I'm sure they're not.
We don't know.
I can't remember. I think they are pretty good. I never watched and was like, oh my God, these are really bad. The last time I watched though, I lived in this house at some point because I remember Moose was, whenever he sees something on the TV, he runs immediately directly under the TV and barks
to the fireplace.
Yeah. And so I remember like having genius. Yes, exactly. The good genius with the big brain, lots of folds in the brain.
So many folds.
Also, Moose update, he got his little lumpy checked out and it has come back as benign cyst. What did they call it? The pathologist did not see the suspicious cells that I was concerned about. Also, I think that she was actually more concerned than she let on because like the way that she's saying this email, like that I was concerned about.
Right.
I'm like, bitch, you told me that there was nothing to worry about.
Right. But that's like part of her job.
I guess. But like, goddamn, she said either benign lipoma or cyst.
Lymphoma?
L-I-P-O-M-A.
That's lipoma,
right?
Yeah, that's
it has
pom-poms.
To be lipoma. Yeah. You know, the pom-poms.
Yeah.
It's okay to observe it and keep an eye on it. The test has some limitations since it aspirates cells with small needles. If it gets bigger, we can remove it surgically in the future.
Okay.
So anyways, because I am an absolute helicopter.
Lauren asked me, do you think I should get a second opinion? And I said, would it make you feel better if you had a second opinion? And you said, I didn't know you think I should get a second opinion.
I think pet insurance will cover it.
Lauren, I think you should get a second opinion, even if pet insurance does not cover it.
Because I think so too.
That will make you feel better.
Well, also, like, just imagine a situation where, like, she was wrong.
Right, that's the whole point of a second opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just listening to Tony Robbins on the Impulsive podcast.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you listening to Tony Robbins?
No. It's not quite my cup of tea. But not I was listening yet. To him on the Impulsive podcast. And he was talking about how you should always get a second opinion. And I feel like that's, like, very, like, front of mind, top of mind right now.
I can see that.
Yeah, and so... Now he also had a massive cyst on his pituitary gland or something, and that's why he's like fucking 8'10", super tall.
8'10"?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's over 7 foot, isn't he? Or like 6'9"
he's
or something?
He's not over 7 foot.
He's not over 7 foot?
No.
Six eight maybe?
Maybe. 7 foot is like, there's like
yeah, that's 0.03%
of the population
Tony
is over 7 feet.
Robbins. Wow, my Google history today after
yeah, you're
this.
Getting some weird stuff. No.
Oh, he's 6'7".
Which is very tall, but not anywhere near 7 feet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, Jack Black's only 5'6". I don't know why that comes up as like, Gwyneth Paltrow is 5'9"? That's tall.
It's pretty tall.
That is pretty tall.
Pretty tall.
Does Tony Robbins have gigantism?
Gigantism?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. That's like the, I think that's like the
what Hodor has.
That's what Hodor has. And Hagrid. Hagrid, yes.
Yeah, okay, got
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
I feel good with that.
But yeah, I wanted to give everyone the Moose update because we dropped that kind of at the end of the podcast last week.
We did.
And so I didn't want to leave you hanging.
Everyone's good.
Everyone's good.
Well, it would have been 2 weeks ago now.
Would have been 2 weeks ago now, yes. Yeah. No, 1 week. Because the podcast that goes up, yes. 1 week, 1 week.
They'll be worried and it'll already be solved.
Yes, exactly. So as you were worrying.
Our bad.
But you were worrying this past week and now it's solved.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
We're good. Do we have a fun game today?
We have a fun game today.
Let's play the fun game.
And so I want to give full credit where credit is due to the podcast called Two Hot Takes. Uh-huh. I feel like they made this, they blew this up. So the Reddit thread, whatever that's called, Am I the Asshole?
Forum.
I don't know how to read it.
Subreddit?
Is it just subreddit? I don't know. It's like the category. I don't know. Anyways, so Am I the Asshole on Reddit has been popping forever. Like that's been around. But the Two Hot Takes podcast that I actually just guested on a few weeks ago, which was so much fun. Uh-huh. They basically take really great Am I the Asshole stories and then they get to discuss if they are actually the asshole.
Okay.
And so all of these submissions are basically like asking for public jury.
Okay.
On the situation.
And how are we going to play it?
We're gonna give them our full opinion. Okay, are they the asshole?
Okay, got it.
Are they the asshole?
There needs to be like a theme music. And now it's time to play, Are They the Asshole?
Yeah, we'll put something in there.
Great, yeah, great.
So I had my assistant pull out a few that she thought were funny, and so I haven't reviewed these yet, so you'll be getting the organic reaction.
You're the asshole.
Am I the asshole?
You are.
I'm the asshole.
We've decided.
Okay, here we go. Oh, this one is titled Telling Daughter He's Aware of Her Sex Work. Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh.
AITI. Am I the asshole?
AITI.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
AITA.
Am I the asshole? AITA. Am I the asshole?
AITI.
Oh, sorry.
AITA.
Did this get removed today? Oh my God. Oh my God, it got removed.
Do we know what the subject was?
Oh my God. I mean, it sounds like the dad, I wonder if it was like the dad accidentally subscribed to the daughter's OnlyFans, not realizing there was a daughter or something like that.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm so sad. Okay, well, we'll have to use your imagination for that one. Okay, here we go. Am I the asshole for yelling at my husband over the gift he sent me at work? My husband was away for 2 weeks. The day before he was scheduled to come back, he sent me a gift which was delivered to me at my office. He made it seem like it was something harmless like chocolates or perfume and kept telling me to open it. I did open it and it turned out to be lingerie. Mm. I was embarrassed because some of my coworkers saw and made jokes about it. When my husband got home, I was still really upset he would send me that at work. I immediately asked him why he hadn't. He just laughed it off and said he wanted to make sure I got it. We had a fight because he was acting like it wasn't a big deal and I should be happy to see him instead of getting upset over a gift. I did yell at him at one point and he told me he wasn't ever going to give me another gift because I yelled at him was acting ungrateful. Am I the asshole?
Okay, so am I going first or are you going first?
You go first. You go first. Because I feel like you got to take in the whole thing.
Yeah. The woman who received lingerie?
Yes.
No, I don't think she's the asshole.
Okay, please state your argument.
Well, I understand and can... No, empathize is too far. I understand where the husband was coming from, I think, sending it to work in the sense of mm-hmm. trying to like make it a surprise.
Okay.
Obviously, otherwise he would have just handed it to her in person.
Or like to make her feel special.
Right, or almost just like... And the idea of like sending it to work, not just the home address, whatever, that all took thought. That was mm-hmm. intentional. That wasn't mm-hmm. the easiest way. I don't think he was like, oh, cheaper shipping to this zip code. Right. I'll send it to her work, right? Which, by the way, I won't count out. There's some guy out there that would probably do that. But point is, like, I think she is well within her right to not want to have to worry about opening things from her husband at mm-hmm. work. And mm-hmm. also just sending stuff to work in general. Like some people's workplaces are like, crazy, strict, weird about stuff. So it's like, could have put everybody in danger of like their career.
Okay, so I think that he's the asshole because like, I think that like, especially if you're married,
I agree.
You should know enough about your wife to know that she right. would not think that that was funny and she would be embarrassed by that. And she's like, sounds like a modest individual who doesn't want to hold up a thong and lacy set in front of their coworkers and like wouldn't find that entertaining.
Right.
You know like, what I mean? Like it's like, I feel like he should have known that.
He should have known that.
And I think he's being a little baby back bitch when he's like a butthurt now that he's like, I'm never going to get you another gift. Like, you know, when like people have that like very childlike reaction to be like, oh, you didn't appreciate this. Well, I'm going to never do this again.
The overcorrection is like, really
yeah, the highlights. Overcorrection. Yes.
It really highlights it there. But like in general, like I don't think he went in with malintent. I think he just went in with not enough thought.
Well, I think he also went into it thinking only about him.
Right.
He didn't go into it thinking about her. He went into it being like, I'm going to look like the man to all of her coworkers. I'm going to look like so thoughtful and fun and like sexy.
Yep.
And he wasn't thinking about her.
Yep.
No, he's the asshole.
Yeah. And I don't think he meant to be, right? I don't think he was trying to go out of his way to be controversial, mm-hmm. but I just don't think that he was thinking enough, one. And two, I don't think he's empathetic enough on the latter half of it to be like, oh, I made a mistake. What I meant was this.
Yes, yes.
Which would have been enough to be like, you're not an asshole, you're just dumb.
Right, you're just stupid.
Yeah.
Someone else commented and said that lingerie wasn't a gift for you, it was a gift for him, and sending it to you at the office was his way of telling all your male coworkers, hands off, I own this woman. You might want to spend some time thinking about whether he's engaged in other disrespectful or controlling behaviors towards you and whether you are in a healthy relationship. This person, what the fuck? Why not just send the macarons to work and save the lingerie for later? Truly, like, how's flowers? How's donuts?
Yeah.
How's lunch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is gross. Harming your significant other's image at work is never okay. You should be really cautious about your husband sending you things at work. Wow, people are taking this really seriously. I mean, I understand. I get it. Manipulative and shitty.
I think he was just dumb. I don't think he's manipulative, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to know with just like one thing. I think he was just literally stupid.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know him. He could be manipulative for sure. But I think that's giving him potentially too much credit.
Yeah. right. Okay, here's one. Am I the asshole for telling my sister she had it coming after she got shamed online for wearing white to her friend's wedding? I just reading this title, I don't see a world where the sister who wore white was not the asshole. Unless this bitch was having a black dress wedding or something.
Right.
You know what? It's going to be fucking bitches saying that it's ivory.
I just, I know, so I understand there's a thing here.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'm qualified.
Okay, okay. Well, we'll see where we weigh in. So my sister, 28, attended her friend's wedding last week. She's friends with the groom. Okay, so that's interesting. So it's from the husband's side.
Right.
So last night I saw a TikTok post by the bride's sister shaming Zoe for wearing white. I showed it to her and she freaked out. She called his friend, the groom, and told him to talk to his sister-in-law to delete the post. I asked my sister why she thought that wearing white to a wedding was okay. I honestly can't blame the bride's sister for shaming Zoe, as I would have done the same thing if someone wore white to my dress. I told my sister that she had it coming and she should apologize first before demanding to have the post deleted. My sister didn't like what I said. She's upset that I'm not taking her side, called me an asshole. So, am I the asshole? Edit, in her defense, she said her dress was ivory and not exactly white.
God.
I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it was going to be the ivory thing. But it's lace and mid-length, so I understand why she was shamed. I'm sure she offended the bride even though she heard nothing from her.
Okay, in your head, why would you, of all the options in your closet, assuming there are more than one, play that even remotely close?
Like, lady, Roy G. Biv, you got so many options.
Roy G. Biv.
And like the way that you can go on Nordstrom and filter out a color.
But like in general, like why would someone,
It had to be intentional. Because there's no way that she was like, I am so in love with this white dress that I want to break all of the rules to wear this dress and to piss off everyone. Like, are you kidding me? I feel like I, even like as a wedding guest, I've also gone out of my way to be like, hey, what are the bridesmaids and like, what's like the secondary color? Cause I don't want to accidentally show up wearing that color too. And like throw myself accidentally in the mix of that. Like, I feel like that's almost offensive.
You know, you'll show up wearing periwinkle.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
they had chosen periwinkle.
We're taking photos over here now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And you'd want to be in that position. No. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I mean, this seems like this is definitely more of a not guy thing here.
Right.
But I do generally know you don't do that under any circumstance. That's the end of that story.
Well, I feel like even if you know that as a straight man.
Who's not going to wear white. Anybody's white dress.
You know not to wear a white dress.
Right.
We actually are going to a wedding this weekend.
And I am wearing a white dress.
Okay. So the wedding this weekend we're going to is two grooms. And I asked about the secondary color. I was like, what color are you guys wearing? And he was like, I forget what color he said. But he was like, go ahead. He's like, wear your white dress. He's like, you are fully welcome to wear a white dress.
Are you wearing a white dress?
I'm not going to wear a white dress.
So even then you're not wearing a white dress.
Even then I'm not wearing. There's one rule.
There really is.
Okay. So let's see what people say. Your sister broke the cardinal wedding rule.
It's true.
Only the bride wears a white dress. I mean, the TikTok was mean and unnecessary, but at 28, your sister should know enough to not wear a white dress at someone else's wedding. They erased all my memories of Earth life, except for two things. You never put a fork in a toaster and you never wear white to another
woman's
wedding.
Who's putting a fork in a toaster?
I put scissors into an outlet, I think, one time.
Why?
I don't know. Just like when you're a kid, like you just do dumb shit like meh. But that person's right. You know what the third one is though, that I feel like is really like deeply ingrained in my brain for whatever reason, is no metal in the microwave as well.
That's a good one. Yeah, I just, I think it's probably, you know what there should be? At the end of every year of school, there should be 10 more things that are just plain and obvious that aren't necessarily someone's like responsibility to teach you, but you still, it's like still know.
Even three.
Yeah.
Even three.
Yeah.
Like if all guys, like if like we all learn how to like tie a tie, you know what I mean? Like some, like, you know, or like which fork do you use when you eat at a semi fancy restaurant?
Or
you know
how to not
like,
over dry and shrink everything that your boyfriend wears in the dryer.
If that had been taught at some point, Jeremy and I, no, actually this is better because then like I might get stuck doing your laundry or something. This is better. Now we just do our own laundry because I'm not trusted.
You're not trusted.
I'm not trusted. So then Jeremy does his own laundry and it's great. And it'll never be a chore that gets assigned to me.
Yeah, no. You stay far away from my clothes.
And that is how, ladies and gentlemen, you end up not doing your boyfriend's laundry.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is titled Peebles and I cannot wait to
Peebles?
Read. Peebles.
All right, go ahead. Hit me.
Oh, it was a long one.
These are all Reddit, right?
These are all Reddit, yeah.
Reddit's great.
There's some weird shit on Reddit. Am I the asshole for telling my roommate I found her peebles? Oh my God. So my roommate was moving out of mine and my boyfriend's apartment. When she first moved in, my boyfriend put her Amazon package in a room and she flipped out and told me to never go into her room. Since that moment, she despised him and would glare at him. She would even go to the extent to ask if he was home so she could come home. I ignored it and would just go along with it because I've known her for 7 years. Well, when she started moving out, I asked her if she knew where all of my bowls went. Her face went white and she looked scared, proceeded to tell me she had no clue and to not go into her room. She told me it was filthy and to not step in there till she came to pick up the little she had left. Keep in mind, she had already been sleeping at her new place for a week now. So when she left, her reaction had me thinking. So the next day, I asked my boyfriend to look in the room. He walked in and immediately smelled something rancid. He opened the closet door, found the bowls of pee with napkins on top. They're all of my bowls and mugs. She had been peeing in her room for months and left the bowls to get moldy. I don't think I knew that pee could mold. I thought to myself and decided to pack up the rest of her stuff as well as throw out her pee bowls. It smelled awful and I had to vent her room out. So finally, after 2 days, I told her that I know about the bowls. I told her she had no excuse to do that and that it's immature. I told her if she has a problem with someone she lives with, you talk to them and not hide because that's not okay. Oh, is she peeing in the bowls because she didn't want to go out of her room to see the boyfriend?
Literally, I don't know. That is not acceptable.
I told her I was sorry that our friendship was ending this way. She proceeded to tell me that I am toxic, that my boyfriend is a piece of shit. She told me that she has no issue cutting me out of her life. She continued to tell me all she left isn't important to her and that I can keep it. Then she proceeded to block me on everything. Did I handle the situation wrong? Should I have not said anything? Am I the asshole for telling her that it's not okay to be peeing in bowls and leaving them in the room? Am I the asshole for the way I handled the situation? I felt like I was being too harsh. This isn't the first time she's done. The video for the people is posted to my account because I don't know how to add to Oh my god. Update: she came while we were getting ready for bed and grabbed only her box, and since I don't know, that is my the video of the peebles is posted on my account because I don't know how to add to this poll. You know what, I have no interest in seeing the video.
Yeah, I'm gonna have the peebles. I don't care if that person is an asshole. That's a great time to be an asshole. Like, I don't know how we are supposed to respond. Like, there's no world unless you have a health condition.
And in that case,
even
if you do,
chamber pot.
No, but there are things like that. Like you can on Amazon, I bet for less than $20, you can order yourself a bathroom, bedroom.
And like, at what point in time were there pee bowls? But also like,
also that is not like, I would be very stressed about like peeing in a bowl.
Yeah, no, that's, I wouldn't like that.
Like comfort wise. Not comfortable.
I think I pee more than the average bowl is going to hold as well.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ew, what the fuck?
People are weird.
Oh my God. I can't believe that the person who's writing this like is concerned about being the asshole.
Right. I don't think that they are. I think they want to share. But regardless, they're not the asshole. Right way to deal with that. Probably some wrong ones.
No.
But like, well, also, who is down with just having open urine containers in your room for months on end?
That's literally so disgusting.
And by the way, in the closet, that's where your clothes are.
Oh, no. I'm assuming that it was everywhere in the room. Did they say it was just in the closet?
I blacked out
when I was reading it.
Honestly, not sure. Point is, gross.
Disgusting.
Weird. Also, can you imagine like leaving the house knowing that someone, dumb.
I'm surprised that like the stench wasn't like leaking out of the room.
Right. But seriously. Yeah. I guess she just closed her door at all times and never really left.
No, but even when I think back to like universities, like when someone would like hotbox their room or even just smoke weed in their room, even if you stuffed a towel at the bottom of the door, like the OG stoner method, like you still could smell it.
Yeah.
And I feel like weed is not that much more pungent than pee.
I will say, I think weed probably like permeates through the air vents more.
Yeah, still. I guess. Yeah.
So right. Anyway, point is, wow.
Fucking nasty. You are not the asshole. Oh my God.
Gross.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. With spring and festival season on the way, now is a fantastic time to get on Tinder and find your twin flame. You know, someone you can match festival outfits with, a boo with similar music tastes, or maybe someone who can introduce you to something new. Just make sure to throw a few likes their way, or you'll never know. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Am I the asshole for telling my sister-in-law she should have expected it after she told me my brother had a mistress? Oh my God. Okay. Oh. That's a lot to unpack there.
Oh.
Telling my sister-in-law. So brother's wife after she told me.
That's, I think the dumb, you're the asshole.
Okay. So the men in my family either all cheat or have long-term mistresses. Before my sister-in-law married my brother, she was my best friend. And he was married to someone else. Oh, I see. So his best friend got married to his brother. I wonder if she was the mistress. Oh yeah, they had an affair and she got pregnant. Normally affairs and outside children are covered up, but my brother's first wife divorced him and completely disappeared with their two children. As a punishment, my dad forced my brother to marry her. Okay, so now he's marrying the mistress that he got pregnant. She confided in me that he is a mistress who he was showering with gifts and an apartment recently. She wanted me to talk to my dad so that he could force my brother to give the mistress up because she was worried for their children and how he was no longer a present father to them. I told her she should have expected it and that I wasn't going to get involved. We had a fight because she thought I would help her as her best friend and claim she had made a mistake when she was young, but I shouldn't be punishing her children for it. My friend was 20 when she became his mistress. My brother was 27. Am I the asshole? Fuck, that's a lot. That's a lot to unpack.
I don't think you tell somebody that they should have known ahead of time that they were going to be cheated on.
But if
just because the parents and other brothers.
No. So his brother.
Right.
His brother right. was married mm-hmm. with kids.
Right.
And his best friend mm-hmm. was the mistress to his brother. So it's like, you know, like the whole thing, like once a cheater, always a cheater.
Right.
So she was the mistress. She was the side hoe of the marriage. And then she became the main hoe. And then now is a new side hoe.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So like, it shouldn't quite be a shocker. I mean, I'm sure sometimes that does work out if you're the side hoe and then you get married and you live happily ever after. But I mean, like, I wonder what the percentage of the times is like you become the main hoe and then they find a new side hoe, you know? Can be a pattern.
I think I know. I think everyone's an asshole in this scenario.
And I think she was the mistress and then she became the main hoe. But through all of that, she was the brother's best friend.
Right. Which probably is how a lot of that starts anyway. Just like
right.
a different like being, thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends on the delivery of it. If he like was scolding her and wasn't being empathetic.
Yeah.
Whereas like, I bet at the beginning of the friendship, like he was like, don't like, you're going to get caught up in this. You're going to get caught up in this. You know what I mean? Like, I think it would depend on like the tone that he was delivering it in.
How one says something a lot of times, but I think everyone in this scenario is just like equally an asshole.
Yeah.
Is anyone innocent here completely?
No, not at all. I feel like, oh God, we've got a new guest.
We got a guest
because hogging the whole seat over here. Does he look adorable though?
Kind of looks like a menace.
He's definitely in menace mode.
Yeah. Moose is in, I'd like to not even play though. Cause if we went down there and played, he'd like, just look at us like we're stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So here's what the public jury had to say.
Okay. The court of public
opinion. The court of public opinion. Oh, here's a good point. So your sister-in-law can go to your father if she wants and complain. I don't think she's going to get him to get rid of the mistress, but she might have a better chance of making sure that her husband continues to support her and the kid. Frankly, she needs to figure it out if she wants to live like this, possibly open up the relationship since it's inevitable on her husband's end, or just divorce him. Yeah, so true. Like, it shouldn't have to be the friend/brother's problem.
Right.
Like, why drag it? If that's your father-in-law at this point, bitch, you do it.
There's a lot of layers to this onion.
It's a lot of layers. Oh my God. Okay. Am I the asshole for banning my mother-in-law from the house after I discovered that she's installed a camera in the bedroom?
Oh. Her bedroom, I assume? Like the person?
I'm sure the couple. Yeah.
Oh
okay.
My God.
So my husband, 33, not a child. My husband, 33, got into a car accident almost a month ago. He's been bedridden due to a back injury, and I've been his primary caregiver. The pressure has been too much for my mother-in-law. She keeps telling me to take care of him and be there for him constantly. She begged me to take time off work, and I did. Asked me to send her hourly updates about his condition for the first 2 weeks. But when I don't, she'd get mad and cause an issue. She visits every day but doesn't do anything to help. Alternatively, she'd list all the things I should or shouldn't do. The family keeps telling me she's just worried sick for her son and I should try to stay calm. Days ago, she called to berate me about not replacing the sheets quickly. I had no idea how she found out since my husband didn't call her. Oh, you know where this is going. My sister-in-law called me to tell me that her mom installed a camera in the bedroom to see if I was taking proper care of her son. I was stunned. After searching the room, I found the camera. I called my mother-in-law and had a huge fight with her. She admitted it and said she was just feeling concerned and wanted to make sure her son was being cared for despite him calling her every day. I yelled at her, telling her that she's no longer allowed in my home after this. She lost it and went on a rant about how I'm stopping her from seeing her son and that not seeing him will literally make her sick. The family later called me to try to get me to back out of the decision, but I told them she breached my privacy and took advantage of the situation. They said I'm taking it too personally and that I can't blame a concerned mother for wanting to make sure her son's fine, especially since she listed things she thought I was doing wrong. I ended the conversation, but my husband is upset, telling me I'm being vindictive and that if his mom can't come, then he'll move there with her. We argued, then I went outside and he's been silent ever since.
Oh my God. Moms are crazy. Moms of boys are crazy.
Sometimes that mother-son relationship is just like a little bit weird.
I don't get it. I don't get it. That's weird.
I feel so bad for her.
The
spouse.
The new caregiver?
Yeah, the caregiver.
Yes.
I feel so bad for the caregiver. I feel so bad for her in the sense that, like, obviously the mother-in-law is fucking crazy, but I also feel bad for her that the son / her husband is, like, abandoning her.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, that really is his responsibility to, like, set tone there.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Yeah, like, if he's not taking her side, I'd be like, you can wipe your fucking ass yourself, little bitch.
Okay. no, but like, there's a real, like, it's not even like a picking sides thing. It's like, yo, like, there has to be boundaries.
Oh my God. Yeah. Also, like, it's
33.
It's even like one thing. It would still be fucked if she put a camera in the living room, let alone the bedroom.
Well, also, it would be one thing if it was like she asked.
Yeah.
You know, and just like, oh, I just put a camera in there.
You know what? This is like one of those times where I'm like, maybe Amazon shouldn't let you buy literally anything and everything on the
website. All times. And
for like $18 with next day shipping. Like sometimes, like maybe, because you can buy those like little pinhole cameras.
Also, but like the balls on her to be like, you didn't clean the sheets fast enough.
Also, was she stupid?
Right.
Like, did she think that she wasn't going to get caught?
Right.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. Like wasn't even like she was like being very discreet about it.
Uh-huh.
So maybe she's just dumb and overbearing and is willing to rationalize anything in her own head, despite not having to think about actually having to, you know, deal with that in the real world.
This might be bold, but I don't think that relationship's going to last.
I don't think it's that bold. I think that's a telltale sign.
Yeah. Like, I can't even imagine.
I love my mom, but like if she pulled that shit, I would not make you deal with it whatsoever.
Oh, I would be like, I'd be like, this is your responsibility. It's like, you handle this.
I think, no. I think if my mom pulled it on you, I think you'd be fearful of how I would handle it. And you'd be like, okay, I'm right. Really upset about this, but like, okay, she probably meant well at some capacity.
maybe.
Or fine. We'll deal with the consequences.
I mean, I guess, it depends what it was, I guess. But that none of that sounds okay to me. Okay, so let's see what the public
people have
opinion.
Read it, please.
I know. I think, check the rest of your home and block anyone who doesn't respect your autonomy and privacy. Maybe change the Wi-Fi. Likely does a Wi-Fi camera will lose connection if you change the password. Everyone's like coming together to be like, yo, like contact your internet provider.
I know what she should have done. Staged a murder. I think I would have scarecrowed that bed or whatever and just knifed the hell out of it and then just waited to see what mom did.
Imagine. Oh my God, right. She come busting down to the door. Oh my God.
The National Guard shows up.
This person was, or the writer was like, we haven't been getting intimate, obviously, because he's been injured, but like, oh my fucking, yeah, this person's like, this is a deal breaker. Your husband let this happen. He's blaming you for the accident. The family is against you, but not helping you help him through this injury. You're being abused and it won't get better. Wish you the best, but we're all suggesting that you evaluate whether this is worth it. Damn.
Yeah, the response is not great.
The response is not great. No one is in their favor. This is crazy. I hate to be blunt, but there are only two options. You being miserable, living with a man who allows his mother to film you, or starting over on your own and finding happiness. Good luck.
Yeah.
Damn. This person, let your husband move out then.
But also, like, if the mom wants to take care of it, mom's got to take care of it.
Yeah, then. Step up, bitch. Step the fuck up.
But it's true, like, you know what? It sounds like you are much more interested in doing this your way. Also, sounds like uh-huh. he would rather have you as a caregiver. Uh-huh. I don't want to be a caregiver. Uh-huh. You guys do your thing.
She the asshole. The mom. The mom is the asshole.
Mom's asshole.
Oh my God, another one that's been deleted already. God damn. The title of this one was, is it, am I the asshole if I uninvited my daughter from vacation?
You know that every person that makes one of these, once they see the results are wildly in their favor, they run over, show somebody else and go, I fucking told you the asshole. And that person's like, why would you put this on the internet? And they make them delete
it. Oh my
it.
God. Well, imagine like having a story like that go viral about you on Reddit.
Right.
And like luckily it's anonymous. So it's not like a TikTok where it's like got your face on
but
it.
But still.
Oh my God. But still. Oh my God. Oh damn. Okay. This one's kind of intense. Am I the asshole for getting someone arrested and most likely deported? I work in a cannabis dispensary, and given that it's still federally illegal, our rules and regulations are very strict, especially when it comes to IDs. If we have the suspicion that an ID is fake, we can confiscate if we feel the need to and notify law enforcement. Normally, I just give the ID back and tell them we can't serve them because we believe the ID is fake. If they are particularly rude or demanding, we hold on to it and call the police. 9 times out of 10, we get fake IDs, just some young and dumb kid. Today, however, was different. We had a gentleman in his mid-20s come in and he handed me a painfully, obviously fake green card. I tried to hand it back to him and tell him he wouldn't serve him and he should just go. He started getting defensive and called me racist. I tried to de-escalate the situation and get him to leave and he unfortunately wouldn't. I signaled to my coworker to call the non-emergency line for the police department. Long story short, they had an officer over in a few minutes. Turns out his green card was in fact fake and he was living here illegally. He was arrested and is most likely going to be deported.
Oh.
Okay. If you are living life on the edge with a fake green card, I feel as if you should be living life very cautiously and not going around harassing people and asking to be tangled up in law enforcement stuff. Like, even though I am here very legally, like I am the most legal visa holder of legal visa. You know what I mean? Like, everything is just so by the book. And like, I even like when I'm thinking about speeding or like a parking ticket, I know that it doesn't affect my immigration status, but every time I get a parking ticket, I'm like, I'm going to be deported and have to go back to Canada forever. I'm never going to be able to come back to the United States. So it's like, he is ballsy.
I mean, my opinion or not, like you play by your own rules to a degree.
Yeah.
And those are his own rules. He decided to like roll the dice there. And it's mm-hmm. like, yo, someone gave you the opportunity to get out
yeah,
and just go to another dispensary.
You didn't take it.
You know what I mean? It was not like you had to get through this security to get to a thing that was very important on the other side and he was risking it. In general, like I'm like, well, if you're going to like have to like bullshit some documents or whatever, it better be worth it.
Yeah.
And this obviously was not worth
this
it.
This was not worth it.
So you're dumb.
You're dumb.
And asshole.
Dumb.
Rude.
Yeah.
Also, to pull the race card and then have it actively go back and actually that guy was just being an asshole.
Yeah, that guy should be an asshole. Literally like, just being an asshole.
To go pull from that part of the tool belt of yeah. like, oh, let me throw this at you.
Right.
Because then it ruins the next 3 times it happens and it is about race.
Oh my God, yeah, 100%. No, it really throws in the face for like the real times where yeah. that is a situation.
But racism is actually the yeah. cause and not just being yeah. an asshole.
Also, why the fuck would you carry around your fake green card?
And use it in a way that like, there's
yeah,
no reason.
Yeah, there's
like,
just you, no reason, yeah.
No one forced him to walk into the store by weed.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Literally,
like, you know
yeah.
what I mean? It'd be one thing if like we found out later that it was like, there's just nothing there.
Yeah, this person said, if I knew my green card was fake, I wouldn't be out here starting shit. I would have been thrilled given the opportunity to take back
to
the fake green card
away.
And get away. It sucks and I don't totally know if it's right morally, but it's not your fault. You have a job to do.
100%.
Yeah, no, he's not an immigration worker.
Also, like I don't, like, let people do their job.
Yeah, seriously.
Even if their job sucks or makes them an asshole, allow them to do it. And then like, don't do business with them or like avoid them at all costs. But like, they have a job to do.
Okay, let me find one last one for the finale.
Let's do it. Also, we said walk and Moose was...
Oh no.
Thrilled.
Oh no.
Thrilled.
Babe. Okay, we're not going to go into this one, but am I the asshole for destroying my little nephew in a Pokemon battle? I, 26, child, 7.
No, you're not. Teach them kids young.
Am I the asshole for not tying my girlfriend's shoelaces? Me, 24, male, and girlfriend, 24, female, broke her hand recently. We had dinner with some friends last night. She insisted on wearing shoes with laces. I asked her how she planned on tying her shoelaces if they got untied. She said she'd make me tie them. I told her I wouldn't and that she'd end up breaking her other hand.
Oh.
I'm guessing she thought I was joking because her shoelaces did get untied when we were out with my friends. She told me to tie them. I laughed in her face and told her to tie them herself. She stared at me angry like I did something wrong by refusing to tie her stupid shoelaces that I warned her about. I avoided her for the rest of the night. I noticed shoelaces were tied on the way home, so she probably made some poor guy tie them for her. She slipped on the couch last night and won't talk to me. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
It like literally makes me so like, it gives me no faith in the world knowing that there's people like this out in the world who
typed that out.
That's what I say. He typed that out being like, yeah, come on, back me up. Like I'm not the asshole here.
Honestly, please, for the love of God, tell me the internet roasted him to shreds.
Okay, let's see. You're the asshole and you also sound like a raging dick. Your girlfriend is injured. Not only did you refuse to tie your shoes, but also laughed in her face and avoided her for the rest of the night. If I were her, I'd avoid you for the rest of my life. Grow up and avoid relationships until you do.
Yeah. Run away from him. Run.
Oh my God.
That guy sucks.
You are the asshole. Do you really think you weren't the asshole? Let's count the ways that you suck. Sometimes I love the internet. One, injured girlfriend broke her hand and needed help doing something that now she couldn't and refused. Two, you laughed in her face about aforementioned help. Three, you posted this thinking you were the good guy. Jesus Christ.
You know, I feel good about him being the asshole.
Also, like, not just to like put myself in her shoes, like literally, like I'm trying to think of like how many options of footwear that I have that don't have some kind of we've got a stretching puppies.
Right. It's not like there were buckles. Right?
Right. But like, I'm trying to think of like what shoes that I would wear that don't have, like, even putting Uggs on, I'd probably still need help.
Also like-
that are broken hands.
But I guess he didn't want to like have to do it later.
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like a little insecure bitch boy. You know what I mean? Like there's something about insecure little bitch boys that like they feel like they're being emasculated when they have to help their girlfriend.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they're like, oh, that's not an alpha thing to do. They're like, that's a little beta bitch thing to do to help your girlfriend tie her shoes.
Maybe that is the case. This dude sucks. Also, he needs to be broken up with for this immediately.
Oh my God. What if, okay, let's see what else. I wonder if there's a follow up.
He needs to learn this lesson immediately.
It's like, what are you, fucking 12 years old? You're the asshole. Most 12-year-olds have more empathy than this guy. Okay, so he wrote back, he said, I refuse to tie my girlfriend's shoelaces. I may be the asshole for not putting my ego aside and just helping her. She was like, the fuck did your ego have to do with anything? All you put aside was any pretense you give a fuck about your girlfriend. Wow, people are heated about this.
They should be.
Damn. Get the fuck over yourself. Too manly to tie his girlfriend's shoes. Yes, literally. Not manly enough to look her in the eye afterwards. What a real winner. Imagine being so fragile you think you're less of a man for tying your physically disabled girlfriend's shoes.
He sucks.
Damn. We can only hope he gets a vasectomy.
Let's stop things here.
Oh my God.
What a dick.
What an asshole.
Lauren, when you break both of your hands,
yeah,
I will tie your shoes.
That is so nice.
And I will hire someone to wipe your butt.
Okay.
I think you'd almost prefer that.
I think that I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? I think I would too.
I think.
I'd want like a nice old lady to wipe my butt.
I'd like a nice gay man.
Oh, I would like a nice gay man. Yeah. To wipe my butt. Yeah. You want a nice gay man wiping your butt?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
A straight guy will never get the job done.
No. A straight guy would never. Also, he wouldn't, like he'd be weird. He'd make it weird about wiping your butt.
Yep.
Yeah. He'd make it weird.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would like a nice.
You know, I think I'm shocked at just how many times a nice gay man would be my preference for who I could have in my life to do something.
Truly.
Yeah.
Better at everything.
I wouldn't say everything, giving birth, but everything else, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. There's a few select things.
They have their limits as well. Yeah. They do. They do. We've got some No, we're not traveling yet.
We're not traveling. Oh, we're going to a wedding this weekend.
Ooh.
That I'm allowed to wear white to.
We're going to go wear white to a wedding. Can I wear white to the wedding?
I have a green dress.
Wait, am I not supposed to wear a suit now?
Wait, yeah, actually, I wonder what you're supposed to wear.
Also, I need to go buy a new suit immediately.
Let me actually text as soon as we hit record on this podcast, like unrecord on this podcast, because I don't know what you're supposed to wear.
I hope everyone in Latvia is great. We're going to have wedding stories to come back to next week.
Can't
and until
wait.
Then, Moose says goodbye.
Moose says goodbye?
Moose says goodbye.
Moose says goodbye.
Bye, Moose.
Bubbies.
You don't go cut
Baby,
on the couch?
He's going somewhere
you
now.
You don't go cut on the couch?
You think he's going
you
somewhere?
You don't go cut on the couch? Do you want to go watch Pam and Tammy at the top? Okay, let's go to the
Yeah.